you're with Patricia, that you are her rock and her foundation. That's what I heard him say. I don't know Patricia, but the Lord said he is her foundation. And so, God, I thank you that you have been her foundation. And, Father, she's not going anywhere. The storm may be blowing, but she's steady as a rock because she's on the rock of Christ. And so, Father, right now, supply all her needs. We bless her with provision of the Lord that every need shall be met. We bless her with the next step and the next step. It's almost like the Lord said she's thinking about the big picture and she's overwhelmed by it, but the Lord said just focus on the next step. So don't look at the big picture. Just trust God for the moment by moment. Right now we bless her with the next step so that she will know what to do next. So, because sometimes your world is spinning and you can't see up or down, left or right, but the Lord said he's going to show her what to do for the next step. Trust him for the next one and the next one and the next one. It's going to be okay, he said. He said, I've got her. He said, I'm taking all this and working it for good. So we loose the good plans of God in this situation in Jesus' name. And Father, we lift up Judy. Tell me who Judy is again. Oh, okay. I was like, who did we say Judy? Okay. Father, we thank you for sweet Judy. Father, we stand with her that she is healed and whole in Jesus' name. I know this mighty woman of God is standing by faith. And Father, we just come in agreement with her. And we say, cancer, you have no place in her. We rebuke that cancer in Jesus' name. And we say, you have no power over this woman of God. You are defeated by Jesus Christ himself. So we bless her with the manifestation even of that healing in Jesus' name. Judy, don't give up. Don't give up. Your time is coming. Your day is coming. Don't worry about anything that's going on around you, because I see almost some worry trying to come in, and I see her bogged down with some worry. But the Lord said, daughter, put that at my feet. Get up and walk in the joy of the Lord. Get up and begin to testify. Begin to move in. He said, we overcome by the blood of the Lamb, the word of our testimony, and that we love not our lives unto death. Okay, so what I saw, Sister Judy, is you are getting up and walking. You know you're covered by the blood of the Lamb. And he said, there is a power in your testimony. He said, just begin to speak it. I'm healed in Jesus' name. I know you're already speaking that. And then he said also, love not your life unto death. Okay, what I hear him saying is you trust him even if he calls you home. So the Lord said, don't worry about your life. Don't worry about your life. Go forward and live it to the fullest, because God's got you. You will not go one day sooner than God has ordained for you to come home. You are a child of God, and he's promised that he's numbered your days. Cancer doesn't number your days. Cancer is just a name, but Jesus is the name above all other names. And so, Father, we thank you today that she is strong in the Lord and the power of his might, and she shall walk out every day that you've ordained for her. And I thank you and praise you for it, God, and we give you all glory and praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Stay tuned, y'all. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Drew's Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, located in Corn, Oklahoma. For all your plumbing and HVAC needs, call Drew's at 580-343-2525. A company that cares.
Hello, this is Rick Spain with Spain's Construction with something to think about. The quality of life is not based on the ups and downs, but what you gain in these times. There's always something good in every situation. I know this can be hard to understand with all the bumps and bruises we encounter. It's not what happens that matters. It's what did you receive through that encounter. Encounters can knock you down or lift you up. The decision is yours.
The Refuge Church is located at 18304 East 1140 Road in Sayre, Oklahoma. Sunday school is at 10, Sunday worship is at 10:45, Sunday evening prayer is at 5, Sunday evening Bible study at 6, Wednesday Bible study at 7, Wednesday youth group at 7. If you have any other questions, you can contact Pastor Tammy Bailey at 580-729-0956.
When life changes, you have to adjust, like downsizing your household or selling a business. When we had to do that, we called Grant's Auction and Realty. Our family has used them for 2 estate sales. Mike and Cindy Grant are really organized, and they lot and catalog every item. If you're a seller, that gets you top dollar on your items. And if you're a buyer, cataloged items let you study what you want and know about when they'll sell. When that time comes in your life, call Grant's Auction and Realty, 580-225-0269.
We're back. You are tuned into the Hour of Power. Our guest this morning is Pastor Powerhouse Tammy Bailey. Her title is Fulfilling His Call, Temptations.
Yes. All right. So we're getting into the revelation part of what God had shown me. And I want to release this to you because this is going to help us in the midst of dealing with fulfilling God's call for our life. This is how the enemy's coming against us, and it's going to help us. So let's just jump right into it. Matthew 4:1. We all know that. This is the famous passage of when Jesus went into the wilderness, and so we're just going to read that. So let's just jump into it. Then Jesus was led up of the Holy Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And let me say this. Jesus, we've said this before, you've probably heard it 1,000 times, but we say it again. It was Holy Spirit who led Jesus into the wilderness. Mm-hmm. He was sent into uninhabited places, okay? He was sent into the wilderness. And let me say this. A wilderness is a place, it's a season even in your life, okay? And a wilderness is a place where you feel like you don't know which way to go, because in a wilderness, there's no pathways. Somebody's got to come in and make a path in the wilderness. So there's no direction. In fact, you can get off in your direction. It's like, I don't know which way to go because I can't see. So when you're in the wilderness, you're also, there's not many resources. It's the place where you don't have what you need, Monica. You don't have what you need. They're there, but they've not been, the land has not been cultivated. Things have not been brought up. Things have not been worked yet. And so when you're in that place, it's literally, it can be a lonely place. The wilderness is so lonely, guys. You feel like no one understands. You feel like no one cares. You feel like you'll never, ever fit in civilized society. Do you understand that? It's like John the Baptist was in the wilderness, and what did everyone say? He's crazy, okay? They said he was crazy. People thought he was a loony bin, and they did not understand he was in a season, and he had an assignment. He had a work to do. So I want you to understand, when you're in the wilderness, sometimes you even, let me say this, you feel like there's not much fruit being born. You even feel like, what am I doing? Sometimes it feels like there's no productivity even in it. And sometimes you feel like you'll never, ever find your way, okay? But God said, listen, this wilderness is absolutely crucial. If Jesus went there, you and I are going to go there too. I want you to understand that. He went there. So don't resist these places when you find yourself there. Just simply keep following Holy Spirit in the midst of it, okay? Do you know what comes on the other side of the wilderness? You come out in power, supernatural power. Jesus came out. Something's being worked in you in the wilderness that cannot be worked in you any other place. I don't understand it, but God said it. Let's just trust him in it and walk it out. So let me say, he was sent in the wilderness to be what? Tempted by the devil. See, this doesn't sit right with us because Holy Spirit sent him there to be tempted of the devil. What? I don't understand this. God can tempt no man. That's right. He didn't tempt him. The devil tempted him. But Holy Spirit did lead Jesus there to be tempted. And we're going to understand why. It's vital to you fulfilling God's call for your life, okay? So let's talk a little bit about temptation. If it matters, okay, if it's important to us fulfilling God's call for our life, let's understand why. So Or let's say this. God does not tempt man. Devil does. Satan does. Okay? Now, God, this is a whole tricky topic. That word tempt also means test. Okay? So, the devil will even test you. Okay? Now, we're going to see why. Let's look at this. When he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward hungry. And when the tempter came, which wasn't God, but the devil, he came to him and he said, "If you be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread." But he answered and said, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God." And so let's just talk a little bit about that first verse. When you break it down and you look at the word devil there, I had never caught this. Listen, guys, sometimes God does not reveal things to you till he wants to reveal them. Okay? I study the word of God, and I don't say that boastfully. I'm a lover of the word. I have read this verse I don't know how many times. I've broken down the Greek meanings I don't know how many times, but I never caught this. When you read the Greek word for devil there, it actually says traducer. Traducer. I was like, what is a traducer? Okay. How have I never seen this word? I've heard of seducer, but not traducer. Now, traducer, I want you to understand what a traducer is. And this is going to give you a key to what Satan is doing. Traducer means this. Traducer is a person who comes to vilify you. Wants to make you the villain. A traducer misrepresents you. A traducer slanders you in order to ruin your reputation. Can you understand? This is why Satan is tempting you. I want you to understand, he doesn't care if you sin. Now that's a news flash. He doesn't really care if you sin. Because the reality is Jesus is taking care of sin, right? If we have an advocate with the Father, when we stumble in sin, we're to go and confess our sin, right? That we confess our sin and he's faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. This is something people always get tripped up by, and it's a topic that many will argue and debate over. But the reality is Jesus has dealt with sin. He has absolutely taken sin to the cross. I'm not saying, oh, now she's preaching that gospel where they can go and sin and get away with it. No. If we're running around sinning, shame on us. We're trampling on the blood of Jesus, and we ought not do that. But God knew that there would be times we stumble in sin, so he made provision that we could be cleansed of all unrighteousness when we go to him. But what I want you to understand is that Satan doesn't care if you sin. He's actually wanting to see if he can, where he can get you to stumble, because what he tempts you with is going to be the very thing he can use to vilify you. He can discredit the ministry that Jesus Christ has put you into when he gets you to stumble in sin. So let me tell you what the word tempt means here. The word tempt here actually means to also assay you. A-S-S-A-Y. Now, if you don't understand what that word actually means to take metals and put them in the fire and heat them until it causes the metal to release the impurities so they can come to the surface. Now, we've always looked at it like God does that. God allows us to be put in fire so he can get the impurities to the top and skim them off. I've always taught that. However, the word tells us that it is Satan who puts you in the fire so that he can expose your impurities. And the reason he wants to expose your impurities is so he can know how to trap you. See, he needs to know what impurities are in you so he can find out how he can vilify you, how he can misrepresent you, how he can slander you and discredit you so that you are no longer able to minister, because what happens is now he's ruined your reputation and people no longer listen to you. That's what the traducer does. The traducer actually comes to put you in a fire, to expose your impurities, so he knows how to tempt you and bring down your fall so he can stop you from ministering effectively. Or let's say you already have a ministry. Now, what's happening? What's happening? We talked about this on Sunday. What's happening with IHOP? I'm not here to slander IHOP. Okay, I'm not here to slander Mike Bickle, because I'm going to tell you, the minute I start slandering him, you better look out, because those stones are coming right back at me. Amen. Did Jesus not say, he who is without sin cast the first stone? I ain't casting no stones, because I know that if I go, what does Galatians say? If someone stumbles in sin, you ought to bear one another's burdens. And they said, go and help them rather than stone them, because if you go in and you don't go in gently helping another brother, but you go in ready to cast a stone, that stone is going to be sent right back to you, because pride is coming to you. Child, if you don't think that you can stumble in something, you are being deceived. The reality is, you may not stumble in the same stuff that Mike Bickle stumbled in, but the devil knows what it takes to get you to stumble. He's been putting you in the fire so he can see what it is that'll take you down. I don't know if it's money. I don't know if it's lust. I don't know if it's fame. I don't know if it's approval of man. I don't know what it is, but child, the enemy knows, and he's coming to set up a landmine set just for you, because he knows how to get you to jump out. Maybe it's your children. Maybe he says, I can't. She's always calm and she's always collected till I come at her kids. And boy, when I begin to hurt her kids, she jump up like a mama bear, and I can pull her out in the flesh, and I can get that woman to begin to cuss. I can get her begin to throw stones. I can get her to go out and punch somebody in the face because she calls herself a mama bear. Woo! You better know. I pull myself back and I say, I ain't no mama bear. I trust my kids in the hands of the Father, because I used to be a mama bear and I could come at you. You see, the fire of the Holy Ghost, that used to be unsanctified, and I could come at you and I could throw fists and I could go toe to toe with you, and I wasn't pleasant. But now I learned to get on my face and say, God, if you don't humble me, Tammy's going to rise up and she's going to do some things she don't want to do, and I'm going to stop your purpose from my life. So I need you to cause me to know longer be this anymore. I need you to put Tammy to death and let Christ only live. You see, you got to sanctify that thing. If there's a fire in you, you better give it to God. You say, I ain't going to go out, and I ain't going to say, you better not mess with me. I'm going to say, hey, you can mess with me all you want, because you ain't messing with me anyway. You're messing with God. I ain't going to do nothing to you. It's God who's going to come at you. It ain't going to be me, because I don't take vengeance. I walk by love in everything I do. I don't move out of love, because God is love, and if I move out of love, I've moved out of God himself, and I ain't doing it. Child, I don't know what your mind field is, but the devil does. You better know he's been putting you in the fire to just see what is impure in you, so he can take that thing and shake you with it until he gets you to absolutely come crumbling down and discrediting the ministry that Jesus put you in. Ain't nobody going to listen to you when we get to that level. And I understand, because I've been there, saints of God. Don't fall for the trap. So we're getting close to wrapping up here. But what I want you to understand is that Satan does this to find something to use against you. It also means he will slander you through libel. He'll expose you. He'll shame and blame you by means of falsehood and misrepresentation. He will deliberately say unpleasant and untrue things about you through another person. That's what the traducer is. So Jesus was led up by the Holy Spirit into the wilderness, into a lonely place, to be assayed by the traducer. So what was happening was, I believe that there was no impurities in Jesus. We know that. There was no impurities. But the devil was trying to bring impurities up. That's why he said, if you are the Son of God, do this. See, he was trying to find the place to get at Jesus. He was actually attacking his reputation. He was saying, if that's who you really are, do this. So he was trying to find a weak spot. He goes on to put him on the pinnacle, right? He puts him at the pinnacle, and he begins to say, hey, if you'll serve me, I'll give you all of this. He was trying to say, okay, I couldn't get him in his reputation, so I couldn't get him tripped up on who he was, so could I get him tripped up by what he wants? Maybe he wants all the world, right? Because the word said that God so loved the world that he gave his one and only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. So here's Satan, he goes, hey, maybe he wants the world. Maybe he wants the world. So he said, let me see if I can give him the world. Child, I don't know what the pinnacle is to you, but the devil will offer it. I want you to really examine this. I'm giving you homework. Examine what your pinnacle is, because he'll come and he'll offer it to you. He'll offer it. So, saints, as we get ready to close today, I want you to look at any areas where maybe there's a temptation for you. I don't know what you're tempted by. I don't know what will cause you to take away that's not of God. But only you can examine that. I want you to get serious about examining it. Because if you're going to fulfill God's call, you're going to have to look at it. And it's not always pleasant. It's just not. But there's no shame in it, right? God already knows it. He's just saying, hey, let me help you with this. We got to take it to the Lord. And we got to allow him to address these things and get this out of us. See, I used to be a people pleaser. I struggled intensely with that. I didn't like it if anyone didn't like me. It hurt my feelings, and I didn't want that. I also struggled with ever being, I guess, maybe told I was wrong. I struggled with that because I took it personal. I thought it meant something was wrong with me. Because it was like almost like the way when I was growing up, it was like I always had these people tell me what was wrong, and I took it like something was wrong with me. But and I'm going to close with this. I told the people on last Wednesday, one of the things, I read this in a book somewhere, and I can't remember who it was by, but I read this, and it stuck with me forever. Everyone needs a Paul, a Barnabas, and a Timothy. Okay? If you're going to fulfill your call, you need a Paul. You know what a Paul's going to do? He's going to call you on the carpet. I need a Paul. If I don't have somebody who'll say the hard thing to me, even when I don't want to hear it, I'm going to be in a bad situation. Because you know what Paul will do? He'll call you on what is not right. Listen, everybody wants the Barnabas because the Barnabas is an encourager. And you absolutely need it. But don't get yourself surrounded with all Barnabases and no Pauls. Paul went to Peter and he stood up to Peter in the midst of everything that was going on. He said, Peter, this ain't right. You know what ain't right. You were eating with the Gentiles. Now you got up and moved over with the religious. What's going on? You know this ain't right. You know what ain't right. See, he called Peter out. And if you don't have somebody in your life that will call you out, I'm telling you, you will be set up to fail because the devil is laying traps. He knows what the pinnacle is for you, and he'll set it up for you. And all of a sudden, the things you didn't think you'd do, you'll find yourself doing, and you'll start condoning it. So, saints, we need a Paul in our life. I want you to begin to surround yourself with the spiritual Paul, with the spiritual Barnabas. And a Timothy is somebody that you are pouring into, okay? It can't be all about you receiving. But what you're receiving, you got to pour back out. So find yourself a Timothy. Ask God to fill your life with Paul's, Barnabas, and Timothy's. Okay? So all that to say, guys, today the Lord is opening us up to see what the enemy's trying to do in this hour. He's trying to tempt you, not because he's worried about you stumbling in sin, but he's trying to tempt you. Because if he can get you tempted and expose what's in you, then he can go ahead and find the way to discredit the ministry. And it will be a ripple effect, guys, because what I want you to understand is he's not just going to touch your life, but he's actually going to touch your family's life through that. When you begin to be discredited, he'll begin to actually do it. Listen, what's happening even at IHOP is a ripple effect. It is going through so many. So, all that to say, we knew the devil was a slanderer, okay? We knew that. Don't be moved by it. If you walk in what is right, God will cause your righteousness to shine like the noonday. Listen to me. Not everyone's going to support you. Not everyone's going to love you. Not everyone's going to say nice things about you. I have been there. I've experienced it, and the Lord wants to teach us it's okay. They didn't love Jesus either. They didn't always support him. Do you understand that? You trust God and move forward. Make sure everything you're doing is in line with the Word. You know, don't go off in left field and, you know, do stuff that's not in line with the Word. However, don't get off course by the landmines that are being set by the devil. And don't fall for the trap, but trust God. Remember why these temptations come. not to get you to stumble. It is to get you to stumble in sin, but that's just a means to the end. It's so that he can find out where the impurities are, so that then he can set you up to set you up to discredit the ministry, so that you lose out on the ability to minister effectively. Listen, if you say, I stumbled, I don't know what to do now. I've discredited the ministry. Hey, the Bible says that God is in the business of restoring. All it takes is humility, like I said. Just be willing to humble yourself and say, yep, I absolutely messed up. I love, what was it? I think it was Catherine Coleman. I can't remember. Yeah, I think it was Catherine Coleman. Listen, guys, she was beat down by many, being said she was not of God. It was bad. She went through a lot. And I think she said on some night show, I can't remember who it was. I don't remember if it was Johnny Carson or who it was. I remember she was on some show, and they asked her about all the stuff that was being said about her. And she just right there humbled herself, and she just got honest and said, yeah. She said, you know what? I've made some mistakes. I've messed up. But that's why there was the blood of Jesus was shed. So she didn't try to hide her sin. She openly said, yeah, I messed up. I made some mistakes here. And she opened up about where she stumbled. But she said, praise God that Jesus made a way. And I've learned from it. And I'm going to get up and I'm going to go and sin no more, right? So I'm just going to pick up and sin no more. See, we've been saying, don't sin, because if you sin, you're going to go to hell, blah, blah, blah. I'm telling you right now, yes, we need to be cautious about sin. Jesus Christ made a way for us to live eternally with the Father. He is not focused on sin. Satan is. Mm-hmm. And it's about bringing you down so you can't fulfill God's purpose for your life. Get it in order so you understand. See, there's a difference when I'm trying to not sin because I'm worried I'm going to mess up and now God's going to punish me and he's never going to accept me anymore and all that. No, Jesus made provision for that. There's a difference when all of a sudden I go, you know what? I see it. My opponent, the enemy of my soul, is trying to get me to walk in sin so he can stop me from fulfilling the desire of God's heart that he had for me before the foundation of the world was laid. I just want to fulfill his desire, whatever God's desire is. So when I start seeing it like that, it's not like I'm being held back from something anymore. It's like, oh, no. I ain't giving in to what the devil's trying to do here. See, it shifts it. It's no longer me trying to do something because of fear. Mm-hmm. But now it's motivation out of love. It's like, I love the Father and I just want to fulfill his desire. And if he wants me to walk this way, I want to walk this way. And I ain't giving in to that danged old devil that has been defeated by Jesus Christ. Amen?
Amen.
So that's where we're at today, guys. I want you to pick up and go forward and understand why the devil is tempting you. Dig deep. Look at the temptations. It's okay. Jesus already knows them.
Mm-hmm.
Let him help you. Let him bring you through that, because he will. Anything that's brought to the surface, he'll use if you'll give it to him. And he'll use it for good. And then the devil has no ammo if we keep taking this to the Father and just staying humble. Amen? All right. Well, I love y'all. We bless y'all in the name of the Lord to go forward today, understanding a little more about how to fulfill his purpose and call for your life. Amen.
That's a good meaty word today.
Yes, it is. getting bulked up. Getting bulked up. Muscles.
We appreciate you coming and joining us and sharing your heart.
I love y'all. Always love it. It's an honor.
We love you. You have been tuned into the Hour of Power, and I'm going to say it again. It is the most powerful hour of my day. From myself, Tina Dobbs, my sister in Christ, Monica Lovell, and our sister, Pastor Powerhouse Tammy Bailey. Y'all have a blessed day, and we will see you next time.
We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power has been encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email us at hourofpower32@gmail.com. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com or The Rock Christian Music on Facebook. Download the Paragon Communications app where you'll find The Rock Christian Music and take us with you everywhere. Let us pray.